The name of the article that I read yesterday and rather enjoyed for reasons I wish I didn't have to. Our old buddy, Jameson Hensley. He is the Ravens beat reporter. And let me get this bad boy pulled up here. It's about the Ravens being basically at their lowest.
Yeah, Joe Flacco reaches new low.
Yes.
In losing to struggling Jets.
Mm-hmm. Joining us on the phone, ESPN.com's Ravens team reporter Jameson Hensley on the program. 24-16, the 1-5, now 2-5 Jets over your Baltimore Ravens in the middle of a four-game skid. Jameson, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, much has been discussed all throughout the morning. We've talked to Keith Mills. We've talked to listeners. We've talked to former player I-95 Jarrett Johnson about this team, trying to figure out where did it all go wrong? Is it shades of 2015 with just injury after injury? Is it just poor play? Is it Flacco maybe being on the downside of his career? Poor coaching. Where does Jameson Hensley see the primary issue with this team?
Can I say all of the above? I mean, really, it's just, some of it is injuries. I mean, they have five Pro Bowl players, that are hurt, and then you have penalties. You have Flacco making some bad throws, things like that. So, I mean, I think people are optimistic that they can change things during the bye week, but I don't think you can really do that in just a few days. That's the big problem.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part of the article you wrote, it says, you know, they're heading into a rough bye week. They can say that all of their mistakes can be corrected in the final nine games, and they remain in striking distance of the AFC North lead. But it's difficult to believe that can happen after Baltimore couldn't even beat a one-win Jets team. And it's like, yeah,
summed it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you see in the standings, they are only one game back of the Steelers, and you know, some of that is because they don't have Big Ben, but you just don't. I mean, when you can't really do anything against a Jets team that has just been floundering, and you know they have had players in the locker room, battling each other. It looked like a team that was ready just to lay down. And when you can't defeat a team like that, you can say the standings say one thing. But when you watch them play football, that's where I think the frustration comes in for fans, and the disappointment comes in for the players as well. So, you know, they do have a good opportunity in front of them, but you know, overall, to get to the playoffs, you have to go 9-7.
Well,
and for them to do that, they would have to win six of the last nine games. And I think anybody that's watched tough. The Ravens. This also includes going to Dallas, going to Pittsburgh, going to Cincinnati.
Well, because that's the thing, J-Mo.
Going to New England.
In the beginning of the season, it's like we won three games. We beat the Bills, the Browns, and the Jaguars, and they weren't pretty wins, but we were able to pull them out, and then everybody kept saying, well, you know, if we continue to play this way, wait till we have to face a good team. I mean, look at these teams we beat. When we face a good team, they're going to be doomed, and then we don't even have to worry about the good teams. At this point, we're losing to the Jets.
Yeah, and I mean, even before that, you're losing to the Giants.
Yeah.
And I think where the Ravens are really kicking themselves is the past 2 weeks they were up 10-0 both times. All they had to do was maybe get an extra score and put away the team. But you know, we asked Harbaugh after the game, you know, does this team have that killer instinct? He goes, if you're watching us now, no. They just don't have it. I believe me, there is a long, long list. And, for this team to be 3-4, I mean, they haven't won a game in 29 days. Mm-hmm. And for them to only be one game back of the Steelers is really remarkable. But I think when you look at the big picture,
unless they
can drastically change things, I don't know how things are going to get better.
And you can't put on your blinders and just look at that one. You know, oh well, we're only one game out. It's like, no, you got to look big picture.
There needs to be more changes than just changing personnel on and off the field, because that's what's occurred so far this season with them getting rid of Trestman, and then they lose the next two games, and then earlier in the year they cut Justin Forsett, who went on to carry eight times yesterday for the Lions, and it's not like the run game's improved. So we're very quick to be like, bench Flacco, cut Harbaugh, fire this guy, whatever. Well, they've been making personnel changes at positions and coaching positions that they thought they've needed it to little to no effect.
Yeah, I don't know what Ball State can really do because, I mean, you know, under Harbaugh, when they've struggled going into the bye, they've made some changes. But, you know, they've done the firing of the offensive coordinator. And like you said, they've gotten rid of Justin Forsett. I don't know what else they can do personnel-wise to really jumpstart this team. And they really can't do anything scheme-wise because you're not going to change a playbook in a week as well. So I think the Ravens feel like their best hope is they can get five Pro Bowl players healthy. They can add some leadership to this team. Maybe they can turn things around. They feel like the losses have been close losses, but they just have not been. You know, yesterday they got really knocked around, whipped physically. But overall, when you look at that 14 losing streak, they just haven't been a smart football team. They've been making a lot of stupid mistakes, and that's really, you know, that when you're doing those type of things, that's why it's very hard to be optimistic about this team.
Now, do the coaches, like, will Harbaugh at this point, like you said, you know, we've made the personnel changes, we've tried to fix mistakes. You know, they use the psychology where they just go in on a Monday or Tuesday and be like, hey, look, you know, you guys need to look at each other and, you know, almost like you guys need to figure this out.
I'm going to leave the room. You guys talk about what you need to do to game because I've tried to coach you and it obviously ain't working.
Yeah, not like, you know, not like that. Like, you know,
like a disappointed parent.
Not like a blaming, but, you know, just like a gut check moment. You know, say, hey, look, it's, you know, who do you want to be? You guys need to figure this out.
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, when you go into that locker room, they're saying the right thing. I mean, they're saying it's not the coaches, it's the players. They're saying all the right things, but you know, Kimmy Jernigan, who had probably one of the more boneheaded plays on in the game yesterday when he fumbled the fumble. He put it pretty much better than anybody. He's like, it's easy to talk. Right. You know, the tough part is going out there and correcting things. And until the Ravens can correct things, it's hard to see them turning this thing around.
We'll put a link up. It's a great article. Joe Flacco and Ravens reach new low in losing to the struggling Jets. 4-game losing skid underneath of Harbaugh for the first time heading into the bye. Jameson, always appreciate you spending a little time with us, bud. Great writing, great stuff, and we appreciate you following the Ravens the way you do.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. You have a great day.